Okay, so I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight to the first night of the Wednesday night Practical Growth series, and also the first week of the LL program here at Shift A. So let me explain a bit about this Wednesday night series. It's been designed to help prepare for the Yom Noa'im by giving guidance on the actual things that we can do and that we should do to prepare. And we've built the series around really three main themes that we mentioned in the Unatana Tokev prayer on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is namely Tshuva, Tefillah, and Staka. We're doing in reverse, so tonight we had a shiur on Staka just now. 2 weeks' time, we've got a trip to Yerushalayim in conjunction with a writer. We'll be having a tour of the old city with Rabbi Friedman, followed by a shiur on Tefillah with David Aaron, who wrote the whole book on the subject, so that should be great. In 3 weeks' time, we have a shiur, we have an evening focused on tshuva. We're going to have Rav Tzvi Cohen of Kinor David, and we'll have Rav Yitzhak Steinberg, who's the Rosh Kol of Eretz Chaim Don Ranana. Next week, we have something slightly different. We've got Rav Shalom Hammer, who'll be coming to talk about the challenges of observance amongst kids in Israel today, which is a topic we felt was so important that we should devote a whole evening to it within this series. On a separate note, as part of the Education Committee, we'd really appreciate feedback from everyone on this event, on the entire L program, on other things that we could do, we should be doing. So please be in touch with us personally, by phone, by email, whatever that is. So on to tonight. I'd like to welcome Yosef Tzuvimon back to our shul once again. In selecting the keynote speaker for tonight, Rav Rimon was the obvious choice for us. The El program has been dedicated in memory of Rabbi Bela Zichrono Livracha, and Rav Rimon is somebody who knew him for many years, was with him in yeshiva, was in close contact with him subsequent to that, and that's allowed Rav Rimon to really have a close relationship to our shul for many, many years. In addition, as a fellow graduate of Yeshiva Tel Etzion, Rav Rimon embodies many of the ideas that Rabbi Bela stood for and practiced. And these are some of the values that we hope to promote over the course of this Elul. On the rabbinic halachic side, Rav Rimon is a teacher at Yeshivat HaTzion, the Gush. He's the Rav of the Jerusalem College of Technology, otherwise known as Machon Lev. He's the rabbi of Alon Shavut South, which effectively makes him a rabbi to the rabbis, because over 90% of his congregation have smicha. But even in this sphere, he's best known for the work that he does within the wider community. As a posek, he's ruled on numerous issues. For those here from South Africa, he ruled on the permissibility of Jews working as part of the Gap security team on Shabbat. He established the Merkaz Halacha V'Hora'ah to teach halacha in a modern and user-friendly way using technology. Most recently, he had a web series that ran this summer for teaching Mishnah to children using live actors and animation, which culminated in a huge siyum last week in Binyan Ehumah in Yerushalayim. Many of you remember Rav Rimon came to us just over 2 years ago, prior to the last Shemitah year, to promote its observance. And thanks to his efforts running up and down the country, and I think to others as well, it's probably safe to say that last Shemitah was the most observed Shemitah that we've had in modern times. But it doesn't stop there. Besides the rabbinic halakha, Rav Rimon's made a huge impact on Staka and Chesed in this country. 10 years ago, he established Job Katif to assist former residents of Gush Katif to find work after they'd been displaced. It's been a long road, but today over 85% of former residents have now found employment. Not content to stop there, he's now expanded his efforts to other sectors of society who need similar help based on what he's learned through Job Katif. So the more recent programs he started, Achotenu to help train Ethiopian Israelis to become nurses, Ta'asu Chayil to help IDF soldiers who need to find work during and after their army service, Ta'asu Kati to help the chronically unemployed to rejoin the workforce, Haboidim to give employment to those suffering from mental illness. I'm going to stop there, not because there's not more to say, but because you've come to hear Rav Rimon and not hear me. So without further ado, Rav Rimon.
ערב טוב. For me, it's very special always to be here, and I feel very warm feelings with your community. But it's very difficult for me to be here today. Here was Rav Beller. The one who guided me here was Rav Beller. Always when I gave a shiur here, he was next to me. When I knew that for sure there will be a word in English that I will be missing, I knew Rav Beller is here. And Rav Beller was so Adam Chai, live person. I remember around 30 years ago in Gush, Rav Beller said Dvar Torah. And you know, to say Dvar Torah for 450 kids in Chadar Ochel, it's challenging. So first of all, he had a very loud voice. I mean, everyone could hear him. And it was, I didn't hear him here. When I came here, I gave this speech here. But you know what he spoke, I remember after 30 years, because it was a show. He tried once to explain psukim in Cheta Egel. It doesn't matter what was exactly, but in Cheta Egel, I need to translate. Cheta Egel, it's good because I don't know how to translate.
Sin of a cat.
Okay, Cheta Egel.
Okay.
You know, I have now, when I go to the States, also I speak in English. And now I have a new thing to tell them. Because from time to time, I don't know a word. And then I tell them, look, I ask the word, and everyone knows it. They said, okay, from now, it's Cheta Egel. And I tell them, it's better instead that I will learn better English, you will learn better Hebrew. Right? So it's better like this, we are learning Hebrew. So he tried to explain in Cheta Egel, it says, once on Am Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks once on Amcha, your nation. Once Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks on Ha'am Hazeh, this nation. And in the end, Asher Diber La'asot Le'amo, my nation. But he started it with a father and mother that once the mother was upset because of the child, and she tells her husband, Mike is annoying me, okay. And then he's continuing how it becomes worse and worse, and then she says, your child is annoying me. And then she comes away and she says, the child is... He tried by a story like this. It was so nice to explain the psukim, how Moshe Rabbeinu tries that Kodesh Baruch Hu, also if he's angry in the end, Nicham al hara asher diber la'asot le'amo. We are the nation of Am Yisrael. Also if Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry at us, always we are his nation, Diber La'asot Le'amo. We have no answers. Yishayahu Anavi didn't have answers. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Brachot of Zion says, didn't have answers, didn't get answers from Kodesh Baruch Hu on all bad and evil things in the world. And when people are trying to give answers, doesn't matter for what, sometimes it's I feel it's against Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't give answers. You have no, if you would have a good answer, you could give, but we don't know. And if you haven't got a good answer, better to be quiet. We know that everything Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged here, we understand that everything is arranged in the right way. We even understand that for him, he's in a high level now in Olam Haba. It's not a question on him. The question is on us, on the family. It's not for him. We understand. And I want to tell you, from one hand, we have no answers. But from the other hand, why is it so difficult for us? I mean, always it's difficult when someone passes away. Always it's difficult when it's a tragedy, someone passes away young. But here we feel so terrible. We feel, and I think that we feel so terrible, not just because of the tragedy, but because we understand he was an amazing person, made so much, and someone like this disappears. And I feel that for one point, we are crying, and we'll continue crying. But from the other point, it's so terrible for us because we had an amazing gift that disappeared. And from time to time, we have also to think, wow, Kodosh Baruch Hu, Todah Rabah that you gave us this gift for how many years it was here?
18
years. I don't think there are a lot of communities in the world that got a gift like this. And to feel what a gift we got here, what a special gift Am Israel got. And sometimes when something disappears, you feel even more what a big gift you had before. Answers we haven't got. Crying is what we are doing and should do. But I think that the biggest thing for him, the biggest memory for him, is to understand the amazing gift that we got for all those years, to thank on this gift and to try to continue what Rav Beller gave us. And this is the biggest thing we can do. He gave so much ruach and energy. I know how much he gave in education. I mean, we spoke a lot in chesed. And our goal is to take, I think we need hundreds of people to take the energy of Rav Beller. It's not so simple. He had but to try to take this good energy and to work to make the community better, to make Am Israel better in everything. This is our goal. We can cry, we have to cry, but instead of asking why, when we have no answer, to try to feel what are we doing now? What are we doing with the special Rav Beller that gave us so much, built us? How are we taking this special koach, power, and trying now to make the world to be better? As Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, first of all, I didn't think I'll succeed speaking now at all, but I see I passed it already. And now we'll try to give a shiur on those days, on the Yamim of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. והשיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמתו של הרב בלר. And although he's not here, but I feel he's here. His ruach is here, he's with us, and also בעזרת השם, when someone will change him, will continue his ruach, his special character will continue here forever. טוב, אז בעזרת השם יתברך, everyone has דפי מקורות.
your coffee is getting cold.
Toda rabba. And I, if you can, please, I saw you record it, give it to his wife. I had the privilege to speak to him 2 weeks before he passed away. And and I spoke to him on things, on the Divrei Torah that he said in the past, and he was so weak, but I saw him all the time with tikva. What is tikva?
Hope.
As Bezrat Hashem. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nihyeh Bidvaro. Everyone here has sausage.
Yes.
What would happen if someone would come here and would need sausage? Would you have one to give him? Yeah. Okay, so I'll take one. Okay. There is something, a question that I think should bother every Jewish person. In those days of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we are trying to be better people. Yelet Tov. To be good children. To behave better. And I want to think with you. Is it the right way? Is it, wow, this is what you have to do? Or maybe it's lying, cheating. In Hebrew we would say tzviut. How do you say tzviut?
Hypocrisy.
Okay. It's a question. Agree? It's a question. I want to try answering this and by answering it, maybe to understand more what should be our behaving, what should we do in this time of Elul, in Rosh Hashanah, in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yudchet Amud Aleph, first source here says, Dirshu Hashem v'imatzeo Eilu Asara Yamim Sheben Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim. The Gemara says, those 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Kodosh Baruch Hu is close to us. Dirshu Hashem v'imatzo. Kodosh Baruch Hu is close. Okay. We understand because Kodosh Baruch Hu is close, this is a good time. What to do? What can we understand? It's a good time to do now. If it's close to us, so now it's a good time to
ask for
Rachamim. To pray more. This is a good time. Right? And the Gemara says, the Rambam says, הלכות תשובה, פרק ב' הלכה וב. אף על פי שהתשובה והצעקה יפה לעולם. Although always it's a good time to pray, לצעוק. לצעוק is from davening, from praying. Make תשובה. בעשרת הימים שבין ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים יפה ביותר ומתקבלת מיד שנאמר דרשו השם וימצאו. When you are trying now to pray, when you are trying now to say, okay, from now, I'll be better forever. So this is good. This is a good time. Because now, Kodosh Baruch Hu is close to us. Kodosh Baruch Hu is close. This is a good time. This we can understand. The Gemara in Brachot of Yud Bet, we won't read now the next source, but the source, next source here speaks that in those 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, after Rosh Hashanah, we say, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, because Kodosh Baruch Hu is close to us. So we understand, Kodosh Baruch Hu is close, HaMelech HaKadosh, now the King is here, HaMelech HaMishpat. We understand we are trying to pray more. We understand we are trying really to be better for good, forever. But everyone knows that there are things that he's better in those days, but he knows exactly what will happen after Yom Kippur. And if it seems strange, Let's read together halacha that is very, very strange. Very odd. Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Gimel. Af mi she'eino nizhar mipat shel akum ba'aseret yemei tshuva tzarich leizahar. There is a din of pat akum, bread of goyim. Pat akum. The Gemara in Avodah Zara, in the Flamed Hey, speaks about pat akum. She says, you mustn't eat. And from now, pat akum, okay? Yes. Pat of lechem of goyim, bread of goyim. She says that you mustn't eat bread of goyim because like this, you'll eat the bread, then you'll come and you'll marry them in the end. Don't eat pat akum. There is a machloket. Okay, you don't go to a goy and you don't eat his bread also if it's kosher. But if you are going, not to a goy, to his home, you are going outside, to a bakery. May you eat the bread there? There is a big machloket about it. And, you know, usually, who is more machmir? Ashkenazim or Sfaradim?
Ashkenazim.
Ashkenazim. More machmir, a lot. A lot more machmir. The chief rabbi, the Sfaradi one, not now, the one before, Rav Amar, told me once, I met him, he said, today, someone who converted, itgayer, now he can decide, will be Ashkenazi or Sfaradi, no? He came to him and he told him, what to do? To be Ashkenazi or Sfaradi? Okay, he's Sfaradi, yes? But he said, I can't understand you. If you can choose, why to be Ashkenazi? Why to take all the chumrot of the Ashkenazi, all the things, you must do this, you must do this, if you can choose.
Did he convert an Elul?
So, normally, usually, Ashkenazi moma. It's not always, you know, Elul. Sfaradi says 40 days of slichot. For us, for Ashkenazim, but us, we have more time later on. But usually. There are also other things, but doesn't matter now. But one of the things that Ashkenazim are much more makel than Sfaradim is eating pat aku. They are more makel. Because according to Ashkenazim, it's much easier when you know it's kosher. To eat bread of goyim, if it's easier for you, it's tastier. Here in Ra'anana, you eat pat akum. No pat akum. But in Chutz La'aretz, maybe. Maybe there are bakeries that, you know, this is kosher, although...
Akum or palter?
I'm speaking about palter, bakery, I said before. Bakery is called pat akum, but it's pat palter. So there are things that Ashkenazim were making in Chutz La'aretz. I just have to say that today it's much more complicated. It's okay if you know it's in the list or something like this, but someone was somewhere in the world and he asked me, I told him, what yeast, shmarim, yeast?
Yeast.
They are using. He said, dry yeast. Shmarim yeveshim. I told him, in dry yeast is something called in Hebrew, called ilmusferim. Doesn't matter what is it. It's something that helps the water and the flour to be together, connected. And a part of it is shuman minachai. A part of it is fat of animal. Can be from animals, not sure, but can be. And there are places in the world that it's from animal. So today, everything you have to be more careful. Because sometimes it's not a shela of pat akum, maybe it's not kosher. But if it's kosher, so this machloket, Ashkenazim were more makel, Sfaradim more machmir. Shulchan Aruch says here, Af mi she'eino nizhar mipat akum, all the year, you eat pat akum, all the year. Ba'aseret yemei tshuva, tzarich leizahar. In aseret yemei tshuva, you have to be careful. Not to eat pat akum. What do you say about it? About this halacha. All the year you eat pat akum. All the year. Aseret yemei tshuva. Now be careful. Now don't eat pat akum. What do you say? It's okay for you this halacha? Ridiculous. Ridiculous is the most gentle word you can say. Right? It seems ridiculous.
Well, it seems ridiculous to us here living in Israel, but if you live in Cuba or if you live in Colombia or something like that, where perhaps during the year you can only get patakum, so for 10 days of the year perhaps you can import, say,
I understand.
Breads or crackers or whatever it is, which are patisrael, right? Which you can't do with 365
days. So you can say, maybe now you can succeed, but maybe you are right.
It's a different kind of Pesach, you could say.
Like
no,
Pesach.
Seriously.
Like Pesach, interesting. Interesting. So we can understand it from one end, but from the other hand, I mean, it's a game. I mean, if it's important, so all the year try doing it. If it's not important, so why now? Now we are more afraid, so you are trying to behave differently. We have to understand it. I understand what you say, but we have to understand it more. The Shulchan Aruch got it from Yerushalmi. In Talmud Yerushalmi, it says, In at Yechol Michul, you can eat Kol Shata Chulin Betahara Echol. Ve'im lo tehe achil Shiv'a Yomin Min Shata. You know, today we are eating, let's say, when the Beit HaMikdash was existing. So then, Kohanim, when they were eating Truma, maybe in English. They were eating Truma, so then they had to be Tahor, pure. If they were eating Chulin, something that is Chol, not Kadosh, not holy, just something. They don't need to be tahor, right? It's not good. If someone is not Kohen and is eating something of chol, he doesn't need to be tahor. Also, if he was in cemetery, touched a dead person now, he can eat afterwards. He doesn't need to go to the mikveh to have efer parad. Why doesn't he? He can eat something. In the Yerushalmi, it says they had the ability then to be tehorim. They had Efer Parah Adumah, they had the red cow. They had the ability to be tahor. And he tells him there, he tells him, look, if you can be tahor all the year when you eat chulin, although you don't need to do it, so it's better. If you can do it, at least do it 7 days a year. What are 7 days a year? So it seems that it's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur. In the middle, Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And this is what the Rosh understood in the next source here, Rabbeinu Asher. And he says, Yerushalmi, Ferekama de Shabbat, Rabbi Chia, Rabba, Mafkid Lerav, Rabbi Chia told Rav, If you can eat all the year when you are tahor, eat. And if not, echol shiva yamim b'shata, at least eat 7 days a year. Vekatav Ra'aviya Ezri, the Ra'aviya, one of the Rishonim, wrote, Kibalti, she'elu shiva yamim en she'ben Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim. Those 7 days are 10 yamei tshuva. Al ken nahagu be'ashkenaz, אף אותן שאין נזהרים מפת של נוכרים כל השנה, in Ashkenaz, they were used because of this, that if all the year you are eating פת אקום, בעשרת ימי תשובה נזהרים. In עשרת ימי תשובה, don't eat פת אקום. There are other things in Matthew Ephraim here writes, that in those days you have to learn better. מלמדי תינוקות ובחורים, חלילה לבטל זמן לימודם, you have to learn better. And he says down here, נוהגים אנשי מעשה להיות זריזים, מקדימים לקנות להם אתרוגים יפים ומודרים. So he said, it's better in the 10 ימי תשובה, to buy אתרוגים, to do more מצוות. מהריל, next page here says, פעם אחת בעשרת ימי תשובה שאלו בבית הכנסת אחר עבדה בחרם. Someone lost something, and in בית הכנסת, in shul, they said, if someone found it, and he won't give it back, He'll be in cherem. How do you say cherem?
Excommunication.
Okay, in cherem. He'll be in cherem. And Maharil says, "Vayichar af Maharil vayishu." He was angry about him. Ve'amar ech shayach lachkor becherem v'yamim ha'elu asher chayinu tolim. Now we are, every one of us is doesn't know where he's going to be. So now it's not time to do cherem on other people. To say, be careful. Now behave yourself. Better than all this. But we have to understand. We see from those sources, and especially from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, this time, you should do things that you know that all the year you don't do them. And we have to understand it, and to understand how can it be. And we said before, it seems like cheating, like lying. Maybe even there is another problem here. Let's say someone is riding his car now. Ra'anana, Yerushalayim, okay? Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv. He goes to Jerusalem. What meirut? How much speed? How much can it go there? 110. Okay. Let's say he is now on 130. Okay. Okay. He's on 130. Pitom, suddenly he sees shoter. Notice shoter. Policeman. Okay. What does he do? Slow. Okay. Leat leat. Okay. Now he passes this policeman, okay? Passes him. What is he doing now? He does it because he understands that the policeman doesn't know what happened 2 minutes ago and what happens now. The policeman doesn't know. If the policeman would know exactly that he's doing his that he's taking his feet off, he wouldn't do it. He understands that the policeman doesn't understand what he's doing. It seems that in a certain Yom we do the same. All the year we are 150, we are a certain Yom HaTshuva, then we go back. But it's not a policeman, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu. He knows exactly what was before, what will be in the future, so what is this game? It seems not just cheating, it seems like Be'ayayin Emunah. Emunah, as if we don't believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on, what was before, and what will be in the future. I remember now when Rav Veller was in Yeshiva, I was with him. Was someone, you know, sometimes people have, one of the Gush boys says, he was in Ir Atika, he went to the Kotel. He went out of the Kotel, and he, according to what he said, he passed a green light. And then someone, policeman, stops him, tells him, you passed a red light. Wanted to punish him, to give. He said, no, but it was a green light. No, it's a red light. No. Now, this guy from Gush, he was I mean, you understand? He saw that the shoter was Sfaradi. Sfaradi, Sfaradim. He told him, look, do whatever you want to do. But the one of us who lies, one past Yom Kippur. He told him, go, go. I won't do this something, but you know, it was then some cape and achievement. But after we understood the question, now we should try answering. Okay. Maybe you have answers. You tried to say it before, you have.
You said it.
What?
It's not a policeman, it's a king. Right? So, being from England, if the queen comes walking into Ranana tomorrow, everyone's going to wear their finest clothes and their best. They put on their best behavior. Mm-hmm. So it's not that they're bad the rest of the year. It's on today, it's like on Shabbat, I'll be extra good.
Maybe if I'll try to explain what you say now, you know, one of the things that we spoke about Sfaradis and Ashkenazis, that Sfaradis are better than Ashkenazis, that if there is a child, grandchild, out of the Vder, he's not a tea anymore. when he'll go to his grandfather, he'll be with a kippah. He'll go to Shabbat, to Minyan, and he'll behave called kavod. Kavod. And sometimes say, okay, we know that we won't be the same. Kodosh Baruch Hu is here. You have kavod. You have, you know, respect. You can't do things like regular, Larry. You have to do things to behave yourself. And also, although you know you won't continue, but not to do it, it's chutzpah. You know what is chutzpah?
In English.
Yes.
I think with our children is like a children's star chart. You know, the star chart, the kid knows it's going to end, but the truth is it changes behavior, because if they do it for 10 days, they go to sleep on time. It creates a different change of behavior that continues sometimes after. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what this time is.
Very nice. Very nice. We have another answer. In the meantime, I'll try to explain also this one.
Could be that if you have done better things for a period of time, it might stick to you also later on. Mm-hmm. So that would also be
okay, very nice. Well, I'll try to touch it in a minute. So I'll try to speak about what you said. Before, I want to say something, maybe another answer before. 2 million and I think 100,000 days approximately passed from Briat HaOlam, from the time the world was created. In the Luach Shana, notice Luach Shana, the calendar, you won't find this date. Why do we use years? Why not to say to count days? So I understand it's not practical, yes? But maybe it's not just that it's not practical. You know, everyone in the world, Yehudim, Goyim, everyone have a year. It doesn't matter if it's our year, other year, but everyone has a year. And in nature, we have a year. In agriculture, in nature, Kodesh Baruch Hu created years because we need a new circle to start things from the beginning. Sometimes, if someone wouldn't have a new beginning, he'll all the time will go low and low and low. Let's say, you know, there are children that they have very nice handwriting. There are children that you can't look in the, especially boys. Everything is mekushkash, you know, it's mekushkash. If you want to train someone to write nicely, you can't take his notebook, chaveret, notebook to say, his notebook when it's everything balagan, and tell him, okay, start writing nicely. You'll have to buy him a new one. Maybe the first line would be nice. Maybe more lines. Once a couple came to me. The wife wanted every few months to paint the house again. And he says, what's the point? What's the point? The children all the time are making it dirty. For what to do it again and again. And they came to me to ask. I told them, look, I won't interfere now. You'll do what you have to do. I told them, look, I don't know if it's from every few months, every few years, but from time to time you have to paint. Because if you won't paint, it will be black. And maybe we start from the beginning every year and we are trying to be the best. We know we are going to fail, but if you won't start from here, we'll be down. We'll be somewhere that we can't be, that we can't recover anymore. Maybe you need a new beginning. And maybe you need in the new beginning to be the best. Although you know you are going to fail. Because like this, also if you fail, you'll be in the middle and you won't be too low. So maybe this is another answer. But I want to go to another answer. I have here Rav Soloveitchik. Source of Rav Soloveitchik in see here, And I won't read it, but you can read it afterwards. The first one I won't read. But Arav Soloveitchik and Admor HaZaken, Va'al HaTanya, are saying here quite the same thing in the next source, down. You see? You have a Grit Soloveitchik, and then you have Likutei Torah of Admor HaZaken, Reb Shneor Zalman Miladi. And you have here, in the left side, again, a Grit of Soloveitchik. And Reb Shneor Zalman Miladi says something very famous in his name. Hinei uvan al pi mashal, למלך שקודם בואו לעיר יוצאים לקראתו ומקבלים פניו בשדה. ואז רשאים כל מי שרוצה לצאת ולהקביל פניו, הוא מקבל את כולם בסבר פנים יפות, הוא מראה פנים שוחקות לכולם. Everyone knows there's a Hebrew song, המלך בשדה. You know this song? המלך בשדה, it's from here. המלך, the king, now is with us. He's in the field. You are in the field every day? Once was more... המלך בשדה, he's with us, he's not up, he's with us. הוא מראה לכולם פנים שוחקות. He smiles to everyone. Now, I think that the idea here, maybe, when Kodosh Baruch Hu is here, is close to us, we are trying to be better, not because we want to be better before the trial, because it's very difficult all the year to try to do a lot of things. It's difficult. But when Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to us, we have power that we haven't got all the year. When Kodesh Baruch Hu is here, מראה לכולם פנים שוחקות, wow, he smiles to us. We have power. We can do now things that maybe it's too difficult for us all the year to do. Rav Soloveitchik says here, maybe the same idea, it's at small. החוטא נדהם, אני פחדן וחלש הנני. ולא אוכל לעלות בהר השם, he says, I'm so weak. How can I do everything? עונה לו ריבונו של עולם, קדוש ברוך הוא tells him, יורד אני אליך משמי שמי מרום, I go down from שמי שמי מרום. From the top top of the... כדי להחיות רוח שפלים ולהחיות לב נדכאים. I want to be with you to help you, that you feel so weak, so low. I'm here to help you. So maybe we have here another answer, that we are behaving specially in this time because Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to us. And because of this, it's not that we are afraid and that we are behaving better. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to us, we feel we have, it's not we feel, we have a higher power, more power than we have always, and maybe because of this we are behaving better. I want to go here to another answer. Rav Kook wrote a tshuva. Now I have to tell you, every answer here, I have a lot what to say, a lot. But I'm going to finish on time. This is the most important thing. I was told 10 o'clock, although I see this is a rabbi's clock, this one. All the time, I feel that it's okay. You can do whatever you want. Every time. Change. If you need ones, I can try to search for tzedakah for a battery for this clock that you have. Rav Kook says something very, I think, very important. Rav Kook says, "Achush ha-musari, orot ha-tshuva." Rav Kook. תובע מהאדם את הצדק, את הטוב, את השלמות. I mean, we understand what we have to be the best. To be complete. והשלמות המוסרית, כמה רחוקה היא מהאדם. I mean, it's so far away from us to be שלם. ואיך ישאף אל מה שאיננו ביכולתו כלל. We are trying all the time to be the best, but... Rav Kook says, we can't be the best. We can't be shalem. We can't be complete. לזאת התשובה היא טבעית לאדם והיא משלימתו. אם האדם עלול תמיד למכשול להיות פוגם בצדק, במוסר, אין זה פוגם את שלמותו. מאחר שעיקר יסוד השלמות שלו היא ההריגה והחפץ הקבוע אל השלמות. If Hebrew is difficult, Rav Cook's Hebrew is more difficult. His your side was now, this week, Tuesday.
Gimel Elul.
My grandfather was very, very close to Rav Cook. One was one of the closest to him. His name was Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon. I'm named after him. He was a special poet. Very special. And actually, a month ago, came out a book of him with the poetry translated to English. And maybe once, I'll give you a shiur on the poetry of my grandfather. And it's special. It's very special, but I won't speak on it now. But Rav Cook has here a big chidush. Usually we understand that tshuva is for someone that made mistakes and is very weak. And now he has to do tshuva. Tshuva is of someone that he's baal tshuva, but no, someone is good, doesn't need tshuva. Rav Cook says, tshuva is not something that is just an answer for a sin. Tshuva is the power of this world. Tshuva is the power of this world because never anyone can't be shalem. Never. Everyone is going to fail. Everyone. אף אחד לא ישלם. Everyone. Also, if you... אין דבר כזה. You can't be shalem. What is תשובה? תשובה is the energy, the power, all the time to be better. All the time to try to be more and more and more. Although you know you are going to fail. Not in everything. Not in everything. But תשובה is the power to try all the time to be better. And according to Rav Cook, maybe it's important to know where we are, what is our position now. But it's more important to know לאן אנחנו שואפים. To where we are
aspiring.
To where we are aspiring. This is more important. לאן, what is your goal? And when you try to understand, we are trying to reach, okay, you know that you won't be always there. You know, you are a human being. The Gemara says, if someone says, I won't sleep for 3 days, you smack him, and he sleeps now. You are not God. You are not God. You think you won't fail. Everyone is. Okay. But to try all the time to be better, this is our goal. And maybe in a certain way, tshuva, we are starting from the beginning now. We have a new notebook. A new year. After Rosh Hashanah. A new beginning. Maybe no sins. So now we are trying to be the best. Although we know that we won't succeed always to stay in the same level. So maybe this is another answer. I want to give another two answers now, and I try to do it briefly. One of the answers is in page number 3, Degel Machane Ephraim, but I won't read it from inside, I'll say it without reading, but here it's written Be'erich. Degel Machane Ephraim is bringing a story from Baal Shem Tov. Once was a king, and he told everyone, you are invited to my palace. Wow. Everyone wants to go there. They know it's the best palace. It's shining. Everyone is trying to go to the palace. They go and go. And in the middle, they see bears, dubim. So people are running. But some people are going on. Then they see a wall. So people are going back. But some of them are climbing. Okay, they went over. Now they are going on and they see, I don't say it exactly like Baal Shem Tov, okay, but it's the idea. They are going on and then they see Nemerim, tigers? Tiger. Wow, they are running away, but some people continue. And then they see a wall higher from the first one. So a lot of people are giving up, and then a few people are trying to go over. And then they see Aryeh. A lion? Wow. Everyone escapes. But one goes, and succeeding to pass this Aryeh. And then he sees a wall higher from the first one and the second one. He climbs, and wow, he can't climb anymore, and he sees already the palace, and he says, "My king, please help me, I'm here, I did so big effort." And then the king tells him, "Okay, now look behind." And he took, Baal Shem Tov called it, Achizat Enayim. Achizat Enayim, in our words, it's not in Baal Shem Tov's word, he shows him that everything was virtual. Virtual? Virtuali. Notice virtuali. He sees no walls. No lions, no bears. Everything is with flowers, with concert, with klei negina, with music. What is the idea of this story? When we are looking on tshuva, to do tshuva, it seems for us something very far away. You know why it's so far away? The most difficult thing for a person in this world is to change. It's difficult. I'm trying to go to the swimming pool. I didn't go for a year, but once I had manui, you notice manui? But it doesn't help for the back if you don't go. You just pay the money. But I have to go, but I have no time, unfortunately. But once I'll do it. And once, maybe, when I'll give a shiur on my grandfather, maybe I'll give a shiur also in the same times on my father, that when he was 54 years old, he got a heart attack, and the doctors told him he's going to die in 3 months. It was years ago. And he started exercising and running, and he continued running till 86. Now, he wrote books on it, so he every week phoned me. "You're running? Once we speak about it." So, someone in the swimming pool told me, he's swimming very well, he told me, if he needs to change one movement? Okay, how many brechot he needs to do? How many swimming pools? But changing one thing to that it will be, he says there are articles about it, research, you need to do at least 1,000 to change something that will be really in. 1,000 that will be it's very difficult to change. You are trying to change and he says, "Wow, it's so, how can I do it? How can I do it? How can I now work on myself not to be angry? How can I work on myself on tefillah? How can I work on myself of other things? Can be things in kashrut, in tzniut, in lashon hara. It's difficult. How can I work? It seems so far away from me. But the Torah tells us that all those things we have to do. If we have to do it, it means that really all those things are natural for us. Kodosh Baruch Hu wouldn't tell us to do something that is not fitting our nature. Now you say, "Wow, it's far away. You see lions, you see bears, you see tigers, you see walls." Okay, it will be difficult, but you have to know. When you try to work on yourself on something, you'll work, and it will be difficult, and you'll succeed, and you'll have more work, and more. But when you reach the palace, when you'll be in another place that now you're not saying Lashon Hara anymore, you feel that this is your natural place. You see there when you were before, you say, "Wow, it wasn't me. It wasn't me." You won't see walls anymore. You won't see tigers. You feel here, this is your place. And I think that this is Aseret Yemei Tshuva in those days. You look on a lot of things and you say, "Oh, it's so far away from me. So far away." But when you try, as you said, and you said before, you understand that you have much more power than what you thought you had before. you understand that a lot of things that seems very far away from you are really so connected to you. This is your nature. Now, it doesn't mean that you do it and at once you are there. Okay? You pass one thing, you have another one, another wall. And I believe it's so true. It's so true. There are so many things that people, it's difficult. But when you do it more and more and more, after you are there, you feel, wow, this is my place. And I want to add another last answer, quick one. What happens for someone that didn't eat pat akum? You remember what is pat akum? Didn't eat pat akum, the bread of the goyim, didn't eat all the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, okay? Yom Kippur, he had amazing Yom Kippur all the time. Yom Kippur finished. He's starving. He's breaking the fast with pat akum. Downstairs, wow, he smells the... He breaks the fast with pat akum. So what would we say to him? We said, okay, a shame, chaval. You tried, but understand that you're a weak person. I think that it's not true. There is no person in the world that all his life are in the top level, that all his life are in C. You know what is C? The highest level. Okay, C. We say C, Rig A, C. C is the, okay? Samech, Yud, Shin, Yud, Aleph, C. And Adam, there is no person, Shekol HaChaim Shelo, Ube C. Okay? In the top. Aval Oilo Le Adam, it's terrible for a person, She'en Lo Rig A, C, Bechayav. It's terrible for a person that hasn't got those moments of
peak.
No one in the world, all his praying are like Rosh Hashanah, like Kol Nidrei, like Ne'ila. No one. But it's so terrible. It's so miserable for someone that hasn't got Tfilat Ne'ila, that hasn't got those Tfilot in his life. And I think that as we understand, we have to go from time to time to a hotel called Beit Havra'ah. You know what is Beit Havra'ah? Beit Havra'ah. Once in Israel, you wouldn't go to a hotel. You go to Beit Havra'ah. A place that you feel better. Like you have Beit Havra'ah laguf, you need Beit Havra'ah lanefesh. You need your neshume, your soul. You need a few days a year to be wow, to be in the highest. You know that there are things you won't be able to continue all the year. But if you succeeded to bring your soul to a special high level for few days a year, it brings your soul to be better all the year. Maybe not in Pat Akum. Maybe Pat Akum you win it, maybe. But because 10 days you prayed better, you were, all the year will be different. And I want to tell you what I'm saying now, I think it's very important also practical, not just to understand what's going on. There are people that in Aseret Yemei Teshuva and in Elul, they don't do special things because they say, okay, we won't reach this level, so they are very, okay, they do a little here, a little there. I believe that in Elul, in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, our avodah, our work, is to take two different things. One thing, every year, to take one thing that you say, okay, this is my goal this year. I'm taking this and I think that it's good that it would be one goal ben adam lachavero, and one goal ben adam lamakom. One thing you say, okay, I'm taking ben adam lachavero, I'm taking anger, and one thing I'm taking tefillah, doesn't matter. But, and maybe a point, not all tefillah, maybe a point in tefillah. I say, okay, I'll try to do this, I'll try. But I think on the other hand, you should take also things that you know that they are not realistic at all. You won't do them. You are now praying like a tzaddik, long time. You are praying also women, maybe two times a day, three times a day. That doesn't matter now. Everyone more than what men. Also, you are trying to do this. You are trying to do more chassadim, everything. Wow, a real chafetz chaim. Now, it's true that maybe most of the things you won't be able to continue. Maybe. But first of all, who knows? Maybe there are things that you discover that are connected to you. And you thought, in the beginning, you said, oh, that's so far away from me. And after you try them, you said, oh, maybe they are connected. But also things that you see that not connected at all. If you were a month or 10 days in a year, you were, wow, you were in a high level, it's changing you. You'll be different. You charge yourself like a cell phone. You are now charged with 5, 4, how much the light there? You are charged, and then also there are things that you won't do in the continuous. All your year will be better because you had this charging in a certain way, tshuva. And I want to finish. We say, it's written in Tehilim, and Ashkenazim says it in Slichot. Ata moshel begeut hayam besog galav ata teshabchem. You know what is a gal?
Wave.
Okay. David HaMelech says, Kodosh Baruch Hu, you are the one who is responsible on gale hayam, on the waves. What is so special to say this thing? Baal Shem Tov explains that Galei Hayam, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them as a mashal, yes, as a symbolic, because they are very special. What's so special? The wave, it goes up, it fails, it goes up again. So this is what we have to learn. Everyone in his life, also in so many times, someone says, okay, I won't be angry anymore. A minute afterwards, what can you do? You know, exactly this doesn't matter now how. Okay, we are like waves. You went down. The special thing in Rosh Hashanah is to try again. Also, if every, 10 times already you did, but to try again, to see, this is my goal, maybe it won't be the same, you won't reach what you wanted to reach, but you tried again. Maybe even for someone that failed, it's even higher that he's trying again. That he's again in a high level. And Bezrat Hashem, maybe also if you fail, it won't be the same like it was before. And Bezrat Hashem, now I'm saying in Hebrew, Bezrat Hashem, Shelekulchem po, Tiyeh Shana Tova, Shana Smecha, Shana Bri'ah. Shebezrat Hashem, Kol HaRuach, הטובה של הרב בלר בקהילה תגרום לזה שתמיד תהיה אהבה ביניכם פה, שלא יהיה מחלוקת פה בקהילה. אמן. המחלוקת בקהילה הזאת אין מחלוקת, לא יכול להיות, אי אפשר, אין אותי מחלוקת, right? שיש תמיד שלום ואהבה ביניכם, ושכל האנשים פה יראו תהיה לא טוב, נחת אין שמחה from all your ילדים, צאצאים, שתהיה ברכת השם עליכם.
Quickly, in connection, thank you to Rav Sphiri Gord for his unbelievable work once again. We started off by dedicating the shiur to Rav Bela on Saturday night. We have the legacy evening to Rav Bela, which is taking place at 8:30, the project that Rav Bela really loves so much.